You are now listening to a Poort FM podcast.
Welcome back to Poort FM Yostasi, Yokasi, and the best in the nasi. We are here for you, the listener. Ons is hier om seker te maak jy word ingelig, getrakteer en op hoogte gehou van wat in eerstes ander omgaan. And this morning we have a very distinguished gentleman and lady in the studio, and I would like to say good morning to the two of you. Welcome to Poort FM, and it's been a cold morning, but you see it fit to be here with us. So let's first find out, before you introduce yourselves, how are the two of you this morning first?
Goeiemôre almal. En eerster is Evangelis Caroline Doudy Smit. Dit gaan baie goed met my. Onder omstandighede is lekker koud, maar ek hoop jy geniet hierdie onderhoud saam met ons. En baie dankie geseën vir julle almal wat inluister.
Good morning, Dr. Gordon Noah here. Pleased to be here, and I hope you enjoy the show. Thank you.
Right, so that is Dr. Noah and Caroline here in the studio, and this is Warren P. behind the microphone. So Dr. Noah and Caroline, it's an absolute pleasure to have the two of you in the studio this morning, but more specifically, Dr. Noah, you requested for this interview, but please tell our listeners, who is Dr. Noah? As if my friend is Dr. Noah, I say, nee, I'm Dr. Noah.
Well, listeners, I am Amos Gordon Noah. I was not the doctor. I grew up in Marabastad, and from Marabastad we moved to Esteres, and I stayed in Esteres, attended school in Esteres, and from there on I've worked myself up to where I am now.
That's shortly. Yeah, Dr. Noah, ek was saam in die selle straat in Marabastad. Dan 6th Street.
Yeah.
So, Dr. Noah, we are here for a specific reason. And as the former treasurer of the governing body of Noordwijk Peace College Home, you have resigned as the treasurer. And that is why we are here. Would you be so kind as to tell us what's surrounding that resignation of yours?
Yes, Warren. I think the reason why I am here, I have asked for a right of reply, because last week my name was mentioned that I resigned 3 times from the board.
Okay.
So I just wanted to rectify those statements that I did not resign 3 times from the board. I resigned once on the 4th of February 2026. I sent in my resignation letter to the board, and my resignation letter was reading, "Thanks for the opportunity given unto me by the community of Esteres to serve in the capacity of treasurer. It was a challenging decision to undertake to steer the ship out of thunderstorms over the past 45 days. So I regret that I tender my resignation with immediate effect from the board." So I sent that letter of resignation to the board, and also I CC'd in the councillor, Lawrence.
Okay.
So immediately I got a call from the deputy chair to ask me to retract my statement. And I said to him, I will do it in conditions that we strengthen the governance sector of the board, and I need to discuss it with my family. So I just wanted to clarify, I did not resign 3 times from the board. I resigned once on the 4th of February, and after I have sent in the conditions after a week in terms of strengthening the governance, it was not accepted. So,
yeah. so that's why
my resignation stands. Oh. Yes, I did on the management side of the board, because we are 4 on the management side, I did get caught off the side 3 times. Okay. Because they were not interacting with the whole board, and that's why I left the WhatsApp site where the management was managing the processes for, because they did not interact with the rest of the board. That's why I wanted to clarify these issues.
Okay, we will be back in a second. Just hold on for this.
The views reflected on the show do not reflect the views of the station.
Right, welcome back to this. And also, we also have in the studio Ms. Caroline, who served as a chairperson on the previous board. So Ms. Caroline, welcome to the studios here in Esteres. It is known that another AGM will be out on the 30th of March at 6 p.m. at the Esteres Civic Center. Were you not part of the last AGM, which was in December 2025?
Ja, ek was deel gewees van die AGM wat plaasgevind het, en ek het my beskikbaar gemaak. Maar op die 10de Februarie 2026 het ek ook geresign, net na Dr. Noah se voorstel wat hy gegee het. En wat ek opgelet het, op die manier wat hy dinge wil gaan laat doen het op 'n open, eerlike basis toe wil die board nie tot die spel kom nie. En dit het vir my gelaat lyk om te dink, ek kan nie met sulke mense op die board dien nie, wat nou nie wil oop kaarte speel nie. En elke keer as ons na 'n meeting toe gegaan het, en elke keer as ons by mekaar gekom het, was al reeds groepies gemaak op die board. En dit was al reeds vir my 'n red flag. En jy weet, ek dien nie nou op Eestris nie. Ek kom uit Nantes skool uit, van die mense ken my van Nantes primêre skool af. Mense ken my in Eestris. En ek is 'n evangelis as pastoor by Omega Community Center. En ek is daar ook betrokke in Nantes en in die hele Eestris ken my. So ek het net gevoel, ek kan nie myself vereenselwig met dinge wat onder die komberse toegemaak word nie. En dit is die rede waarom ek gebedank het. En ek het besluit op die 10de Februarie, ek kan nie langer met sulke mense werk nie. En as jy miskien voorstelle gemaak het, dan was dit net was jy heeltemal afgeskiet en dit was net nie nice gewees nie en dit was aggressief gehanteer gewees. En vir my voel ek, ons is mos daar om die gemeenskap se mense wat die ou mense is, mos gemaklik te maak. Maar hy mense was nie in 'n gemaklike posisie nie.
Okay.
En dit het gemaak dat ek besluit het, ek kan nie deel wees van dit wat op die oomblik aan die gang is nie.
Dr. Nova, why is it then that we have another AGM 3 months after we've had an AGM? The reason I'm asking, I was present at that AGM, so it doesn't make sense.
Exactly.
What is your explanation to that?
Well, the Warren, when we took over, I think our AGM was late in December.
That's right.
On the 18th, we were elected. And on the 19th, we were supposed to have a proper handover from the outgoing board.
Mm.
But that never materialized. And then we decided to move forward, and this is where the positions was chosen, because there was secondments and of who will become the chairman, the deputy chairman, the treasurer, and also the secretary. So we decided after the handover and also the induction of the board, which will should have been taken place on the 15th of February, January, then we would have coincided with the financial time of DSD, which starts on the 1st of April. So we gave ourselves almost 90 days to get our house in order. So when we were going, then we were going to give feedback to the community on the 30th of January.
Okay.
I mean, of March.
Of March. Oh, so it's like a 90-day turn.
It's a 90-day turn. Okay. Yeah.
I need to find out from the both of you, but more specifically Dr. Noah, regarding the working hours at the home, were you aware that there was a meeting between the workers and the management and staff, or the members' union representative regarding the deductions? That was how this whole thing came about. It was about the deductions from the salary. So, but were you at that specific meeting where the workers and, as I said, where the management were going to inform the staff and everybody that there was going to be?
Yeah. Look, Warren, let me clarify the issues. I know that a meeting like that has taken place because, as you know, that there was no proper handover from the outgoing board to the new board.
Okay.
So the board was in disarray. So we had to, there was nothing in place. There was no policies in place.
Mm.
There was a lot of things that the current board has done, and they have worked very hard day and night. That I can guarantee you. There was people there, the current board has worked day and night, and they have found out a lot of things that are not in place. So for me, working as a treasurer, I was working with the numbers because
as a treasurer.
So I was not there on a daily basis because I sit on 7 other corporate boards, and I know that the board members does not have to be operational. So
okay.
For them, the situation was dire, and they had to get in there and clean up and help. So yes, I did. Veronica did inform me. I don't know if I must mention names. I was informed that they had discussions with the community, and they did meet with the workers, and they did meet with the what do they call it? The union, the union reps. But like I said, I was not there every day. I heard that they did give me feedback.
So just for clarity, you were not present.
I was not present.
The views reflected on the show do not reflect the views of the station.
Right, so we are going to go to one of our listeners. And but before we do that, let's move over to the next question first, and then we get back to you know, sometimes we need to make sure that the questions are relevant to the topic, and sometimes it's not relevant to the topic, and we don't want to go on a goose hunt here. But from an outsider's observation, this is it's here from a listener. From an outsider's observation, why do we always have a concern when it comes to Lodewijk PSP's home? It's never ending, and I'm sure the community at large would like to know, why do we always hear bad things about the place? And I'm sure, as a previous chairperson and a previous treasurer, you can shed some light on this matter.
Yeah, Warren, I mean, Lodewijk's piece has been in the news and for time and memorial sake. My house was 250 meters away from Lodewijk's piece. So I was in the background of Lodewijk's piece. So for the last years, there was always problems and everything. And I felt that it's my obligation to sit on the board so that I can make a change on it. And when I looked at the whole thing, that's why I did a due diligence. We call it a status quo audit, because I wanted to get to the root of the problem, to the root of the issues. I sit on several boards in terms of corporate governance. I mean, I'm not talking about small boards. I'm talking about big boards,
corporate companies
and everything. And for your information, I'm a member of the IOD, Institute of Directors, for 30 years. I'm also a member of the fundraising, Downs Murray International Fundraising, for 30 years. So when it comes to corporate governance, I was appointed by Parliament to sit on a board, and where CEOs and chairpersons think they were owning those boards, we told them that's not governance. So for me, I had to say, no, this is not how it goes. And I had to ask the uncomfortable questions when it comes to the money issues. And I also made changes, because the changes I brought in three signatures.
Before funds can go out, yes.
Yeah, in the past there was only two signatures, the chairperson and the treasurer's signature. Now there's three signatures. I also brought a policy in that gave you a requisition. I will not pay out any invoice, expenses without an invoice and three signatures on the requisitions. So this has made me not a person to be liked, but I didn't worry about it.
That's unfortunately the situation is when you are doing certain things, then, yeah. I actually told someone last week, no matter how good you are, you will always be a bad person. Mm. But do you think there is a possibility of common ground being reached and a home being run harmoniously, or do we anticipate more challenges?
I think what we need to realize, and I'm going to speak here, there are two stakeholders. In the stakeholders, one is the community, and the other one is the DSD. I believe also there is Department of Health. Now, the community, we must realize that the community has elected us.
Mm. Yes, that's true.
Definitely. Yeah, at the last AGM, the community elected us. And I was and this is where the challenge is coming in, and it's going to be that to for the future.
Yeah.
Because it's the first time that I see at the AGM that you are elected without a title. Understand? For best practices and going forward, I would advise the community to make their representatives known at the AGM. If you choose Warren, I can name your name.
You can mention
if me. You choose Warren, don't let somebody else give you a gap. Tell them, we chose Warren as the chairman. We chose this person for the treasurer and everything. Once you don't cover these issues, there will always be problems. Because I found out that the chairpersons think that they have a la carte over all the board members. And we were all chosen by the community.
That's true, yes.
Yes, so it's
weird.
The views reflected on the show do not reflect the views of the station.
Welcome back to Coffee in the Morning. Ek wonder, ek het nog nie my regte koppie koffie gedrink vandag nie. En die mense was op my case. But yes, this is what we do here. We entertain, we inform, and we educate, because you, the listener, you are very entitled to know what is happening in and around Esterhaz. And we are talking to Dr. Amos Noah as well as Caroline, wat voor terecht van mij opgemerkt is. Waarom ik is die chairperson? Ik is zo jammer, man.
No problem.
I'm so sorry. So what was your position in the board or on the board?
Ik was additionele board member geweest.
Okay.
Ja. En wat ik eindelijk wil, wat ik is er achterna kom tot die passief en wat ik wil weet net. As jy opgaan, wat ek navra, wat ek gaan verder gegaan het, want ek het gevra, is allemaal volgens die wet van, ja. van wat moet gebeur in al die government department, want ek het hele paar gesien, dan moet, jy moet, is een moed van jy op enige boord wat jy dien, want ja. Ek het paar, ek het gesels met van my procureursvriende en so aan, toet hulle my over my gesê dat, as jy op enige NPO of government department, whatever, jy moet gewet word.
Okay. En dat is een police clearance.
En dit is jou police clearance. En ek het bly gevra en gewonder, wanneer kry ons in? En ek het toe myne maar gekry en ek het toe, myne is toe reg. Maar ek het hier achterna verstaan, want ek het gewonder, allemaal het gegaan vir die police clearance, maar die police clearance het nie in die meeting en tevore gekom nie. Okay. En achterna toe besef ek, hoekom die mense so vinnig gaan oorneem in die board in, as om oor te geneem, het min het ek geweet van die board members wat daarop is, allemaal is nie kleer nie. En ek wil vandag het vraag, ons wat werk reeds met, dit is geld wat involf is, ons werk met Lodewijk Spiese geld,
ja, dis...
soos Dr. Noah gesê het, dit is die publiekse geld ook, wat die mense kom los, hulle van hulle ou mense daar so, die geld word gehanteer daar gewees. Nou, hoe kan iemand wat nie kleer is nie, want enige credibility wat jy moet het, as jy bankrekening gaan oopmaak met jou kleringskleers, as jy huis gaan aansoek doen, as jy gaan nou vir 'n werk op, moet hulle jou kleer eeste. Nou dit is wat ek kan verstaan, het ek het gewonder, hoekom is het skielik sulke vinnige goed, hoekom wil hulle net oorneem? En weet wat ek gewonder het, ek sê vir myself, ek kan nie verstaan dit nie, en ek dit is wat ek ook wil vra. En ek wil hê die mense van Esterhaz moet verstaan, sodra as jy enige iets wat moet aangepak word, in Esterhaz, kom ons begin een responsibility vat, om te meen, die mense wat ons daar inplaas, is die persoon capable?
Yes,
is die persoon reg? En kan ons hierdie persoon gebruik in die gemeenskap in? En dit is wat ek net wil weet.
Okay, on that note, we're going to go to the WhatsApp line, and ek weet hierdie WhatsApp gaan nog geen bearing het of wat ons hier so praat nie, maar it's with reference to both of you, and the listener says, and for security purposes, I will not mention the names of the sender. So, morning, the staff of Lodewijk, please let's beg Dr. Amos and Sister Caroline, please to come back on board, and we want Amos to be the chairman, and they must take Sister Gail Hartzer also back on board. Thank you, and the chairman, yeah. Dit is so, ek sê, you resigned, so I don't think that's going to have any bearing, but I'm just reading it because so that people know that there is a support structure in place for, well, not structure, but there is support from the people working there.
Warren,
may you klaar resign.
I appreciate the gestures of the people, but, you know, like I said to you, whilst I did not mention it to the people, that I'm also the trade ambassador of Southern Africa for SADC. And the reason I got on the board was to help the community of Esterhaz and Lodewijk Spies. I believe that the ship has come and gone, that I will not be able to stand again as chairman of Lodewijk Spies, but I can make a significant contribution outside of my position as a chairman, because I have already people ready to help fund the organization. From the outside, I can make a bigger difference than whilst I'm there. But we can only do this when the governance structure of Lodewijk Spies is right.
Okay.
And we will talk about the governance structure later on before we close, because I have now put in mechanisms in place that the community can follow up on.
There's also a question from a listener that says, why is there so much mention of a police clearance? Why is it so important to this board? And this is from a listener.
Soos ek nou vroeger gesê het, ek wil net iets hier lees, dat waarom is dit so baie, baie belangrik? Want Soos ons nou seker almal weet, as ons nou met die ket met la 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 word ook nou geondersoek. Nou my ding is, is die sodra as jy met die publiek se geld gaan werk, want dit is geld by Lodewijkspies. Nee, dat is nou nie altamit nie. Daar is geld wat haar klop deur die rekening en dit is waar elke keer die vorige boots en by dinge wat daar plaas gevind het. Maar nou vra ek, as jy nie reg is en jy is nie, hoe kan ek sê, jy moet in alle tye moet jy klee wees. Want het is die publiekse geld wat ons hiermee praat.
Dis reg.
En enige ene wat met geld werk, want ons was nie net gegaan in hy meeting op die DSD nie. Ons was genooi, ek en dokter. Ons was genooi na die vergadering toe, want hulle wil ons geweet het, hoekom het ons geresign? En toe het ons hulle uiteengesit, waarom het ons geresign?
Okay.
En dit was een van die dinge wat ek ook op die vloer oopgegooi het om te sê, daar is van die mense wat die wetting nie geslaag het nie, maar hulle dien nog steeds op die bord.
Okay. Right, here is from a listener, it says, previous board members agreed because there was, with regard to the handover, because there was no immediate handover and the board could have been in disarray, but policies and procedure were in place and was given over to the new board during handover in January. And also it says, yes, Dr. Noah, you and Mrs. Smith were not present in that meeting. And it says, some issues that were mentioned in that meeting at the DSD was that the old board was not welcome at the home. Even security was given instruction not to let the board in. And this was confirmed by new current board members in the meeting. And also, I think let's handle those two issues first. There are two other more issues. So the first one is that it says the previous board members agreed because there was no immediate handover. The board could have been in disarray, but policies and procedures were in place and was given over to the new board during handover in January. And it says, yes, Dr. Noah, you and Mr. Smith were not present in that meeting. Let's handle that one first.
Yeah, I heard that the previous board did meet with them on a Saturday and hand it over. Yes, we were not there. And one of the board members has confirmed at the meeting at DSD that they did receive it.
Okay. And then another one that says, some of the issues that were mentioned in the meeting at the DSD was that the old board was not welcome at the home. Even security was given instruction not to let the board in. And this was confirmed by a new current board member in the meeting.
Obai oomblik was ons, as ons kandidatums kan kyk, wanneer het dit plaasgevind?
Dan kan ons antwoord op het.
Dit was die 17de Januarie gewees.
Okay.
En Obai oomblik was ons nie teenwoordig ook gewees nie.
Okay.
So die oorgang wat hulle gevat het, was ons nie teenwoordig gewees nie. En dan wil ek ook net die ding noem, op die ding wat hulle nou praat van, met die oorgang, het was dinge baie complicated gewees. Daar gaan ek nou rarig nie enige iets sê nie. Van dan was het gebel om te sê, wanneer kom julle na die home toe? Wanneer bring julle die documente? Wanneer word dit gedoen? Dit was een heen en weer story gewees. So ek kan ongelukkig nie kan sê, dit was precies wat dit gebeur het nie.
Okay, right. And then it is totally unfortunate that the two boards, new and old, could not work well together to ensure continuity. Let's handle that one.
I think in terms of, we reach out to the old board when on the 18th when we were elected, we reach out to the old board to meet with them the next day at the space, and we set up a time for them to do proper handover.
Okay.
But they did not pitch up. They did not come. We tried, and we tried to reach out.
Okay. So. And also, it says here, number four, the old board had four signatories, but yes, only two could authorize a transaction. I think we've handled that one already. But so according to this, there were four people, but only two of those could handle expenses. And you brought in a system where three people have to authorize it.
Yes.
And then in conclusion to that message from our listener, it says, and this is on the two of you, it says, I believe the two board members who resigned could have made a significant contribution to the home. It's unfortunate to have lost the two of you. So I'm not going to mention the name of who said it, but Dr. Noah, significant input there?
I think, I also feel, you know, that there are some you get to life where you ask yourself, I did, Warren, like I explained to you in the beginning, that I was willing to remain behind because my resignation letter was dated on the 4th of February.
Okay.
So I spoke to the deputy chair and said to him, I will retract my my resignation.
On conditions.
And I heard also that I came in with my own, I wanted to bring my own stuff
on board.
So it's not my own stuff, it's governance issues. Mm-hmm. So I brought in, you see, on the management structure, there was four people.
Yeah.
And I was the outcast of the out of the four. So when we did not agree, then they will pass a resolution. So you cannot work like that. And based on that, I said to them, look, I need to discuss it with my family if you want me to remain behind, because I have a lot to lose here. If things are not going to work out well, I can lose my position in SADC because I represent the president of Malawi as a trade ambassador in SADC. So I'm doing my duties here as a ratepayer of Esters and a son of the soil of Esters. So I wanted to make a difference with our people.
Yeah.
And on conditions of that, I will only stay when we strengthen the board. And this is what I recommended, and which, in terms of governance, to strengthen the board, that's why I will stay on. And let me read it out to you.
In short, please.
Sure, okay. Yes, I says I addressed the memorandum to the deputy chair because him and me had a very good relationship, and he was a man that I looked up to. I said to him, we are 8 members on the board. There are 4 additional members and 4 management on the management structure. I said, the executive roles and functions of, and the responsibilities of the board, the chairman, oversight and quality control, the deputy chairman, oversight and guidance, the secretary was looking after the human resource matters, and then we had governance checks and balances, and we also had governance and fairness.
Okay.
And these are, and on the finance committee, I brought in 3 members. So we increased the 4 to 6.
Okay.
So that there's now consensus, so that there's no
overpowering
on it. And then on the finance side, I brought in all the other members that was additional members, so that they can be subcommittee members when it comes to tenders, finances, and everything. So we know there's a balance. Everyone has a role in terms of governance. Okay. And when I presented this, it was shut down, and then I did not retract my resignation. So that's where I said my resignation stands. So okay. I'm leaving.
Daar 80 perds a month. Okay, from our listeners here, please, Dr. Nova, can you please come back for the sake of our old people that can't have a say? Come and rescue us. And another one says, where is this one? It says, Dr. Amos, I'm on my knees and with tears in my eyes, please come back. And now we're going to take one more, and then we're going to go for an ad break. DSD moet rechtig die regte ding doen. Nou verloor die home, goeie mense. We're going to go for an ad break, and we'll be back. Welcome back to Poorte van 8.2, your stasi, your kasi. Now I'm laughing because we're having a... We just shared a joke of air. Right, Dr. Noah, with reference, we're going to be wrapping up this pretty soon, and I just want to get back to one of the listeners that's begging for you and Caroline to come back on the board. I know you've resigned, the both of you, but what are the possibilities of a comeback? You've stated that there are conditions, but let's forget about the conditions. What is the possibility of the two of you coming back?
Okay. I think for me, Warren... I have represented the community well. When we were elected as members, because of my experience and my governance experience on the board, I have started off with a status quo audit, because I don't want to say after 2 months, 3 months, no, we found it like that and everything. So usually when I get onto a new board, I will do a status quo audit that will tell you how the place was, and how we left it, and how we changed it around. So for me, I have submitted the report to the stakeholders at DSD. So the report is at DSD. The report is at DSD. I have submitted it to the director, and that report is now given all my findings in terms of the last 5 years. So DSD has to do a forensic audit.
And so the forensic audit, sorry to bring that has got to do with the police clearance that Carolyn was talking about.
Well, the forensic audit covers everything.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
So there is a report that the board approved whilst we were doing the status quo thing. So my report is with DSD. I've given it to them on the 3rd because they are 23rd February. They have asked me to write the report, so that report is sitting with DSD. So now I would also like to inform the community as the second stakeholders that they have the right to put pressure onto DSD so that the forensic, because the SPIS doesn't have the money to do a forensic audit.
Okay, okay.
Because that will take money away from the old people and also the management side.
Yes.
So for your information and the community's information to follow up, they can ask DSD to implement the forensic. DSD will probably tell them they don't have money, but there's no such thing. There's a memorandum of understanding with DSD National that the SIU,
okay,
the Special Investigative Unit, can do the forensic.
Yes.
Now, they can ask the Special Investigative Unit to do the forensic. And once the forensic is done, then they will get to the bottom of what is happening at SPIS.
So it's a lot of things, but sometimes we a good thing and it comes to an end.
Yes.
We need to wrap up. So in conclusion, do you think I'm going to pose two questions to you and we will keep it short. Do you think the residents are being treated with dignity? Because after all is said and done, they are the major concerns here. And however much we would like to point fingers at individuals, it's still about the comfort and well-being of the residents at the home. That's the one question. And the other one I would like to ask is the fact that the workers reported this alleged unfairness with regard to salaries and other concerns to CCMA, do you think this matter will be resolved amicably or are we in for a roller coaster ride?
Wat ek net wil sê, ons het ons opklim as die board het ons geweet ons gaan om die ou mense te help en om vir hulle comfortable te maak. En dokter het ook vir ons beddens wat ons die goed het ons uitstap, wat ons afbedank, het hy die documente gaan oorhandig om te sê, daar gaan moet nuwe beddens inkom, van die mense met comfortable is, van die omstandigheid wat dit in is op die oomblik. So, dit wat ons gedoen het ons gedoen wat moontlik om vir gemaklik te gemaak het
maar
vir die ou mense.
Maar denk jy dat hulle word met dignity getreat? Dis is a question. Are they being treated
Gaat
with dignity?
Nie.
Ons kan nou hier praat van die security, van
dit
die
help
die
nie, ons praat van die security en van die tuin nie, maar ons met
die
ou mense binnenkant word nie opreg reg getreat nie.
En
dit is waar my hart uitgegaan het om te gesê dat dis my rede waarom ek op die ouwe thuis wil doen.
Okay.
En ek hoop het eerste is rarig moet specifiek by Lodewijk Spies moet die gemeenskap ook een hand insit.
Ja.
En ek sal het rarig waardeer, want die ou mense wil op hulle laaste net die beste wil, kan een mens net vir hulle gee.
So ons nooi hulle allemaal hartelijk
ons
uit
nooi
naar die AGM.
Naar die AGM kom, mense, want het help nie, ons sit in die buitenkant van die kring, maar in die binnenkant kan ons nie inkom om te gee nie. Sodra is daar probleem is, nou wil ons net op dit brand,
okay.
Op die oomblik. Dankie.
We really have to keep it short now. Do you think this matters, Dr. Noah, will be resolved at the home?
I think the community holds the key in the hand here. At the AGM, the community must elect the chairperson, not somebody else, not buddy buddies.
Yeah.
They must elect the office bearers,
okay.
Like Warren for chairman. This for deputy chairman,
okay.
Not leave it into the hands of other people. They have to do that,
okay.
Because then they keep those people responsible for what is happening at the state.
Yeah, it's like I said, no, that's not enough time. So in closing, I really, it has been super having the two of you here this morning, and it's also the prayers of our community that we eventually find a group of people committed to the cause and fulfilling the duties expected from our community. It is imperative that the concerns, it does concern our community, yeah? And it at large, and the home caters for the absolute needs of our senior citizens, and we all should add to that positive and smooth running of the home. So thank you for availing yourselves. It's been a cold morning, but you've been here, and let's shoulder on and make this a proud Lodewijk Spies home again. And with that, I would say, Dr. Noah, thank you for being here. Caroline, thank you that you're with us.
Thank you. Thank you, Warren.
It's been really informative. And now we have to go for an ad break. And immediately after that, the 10 o'clock news will follow. This is Warren P., Port FM 88.2.